We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Documentary that's supposedly out there when they visited each other. There's this footage supposedly, and you know, I would probably pay up to like $500 to watch a like True Detective season 3 or 4, whatever they'd be on, of Favre as like the old gunslinger and Rogers as the rookie cop. That's what they should do. Market those two together. So no, I do not think Brett Favre needs to shut up. More Favre, if anything. I'm trying to think though, if there's anybody. I would have said Mike McCarthy actually this offseason before he got picked up. I was getting sick of the Mike McCarthy redemption tour, to be honest with you, where he's crying on camera because he can't call some stupid draw play to Randall Cobb out of the backfield. Seriously though, I was like, okay, I only needed one of these, you know. And then he was everywhere, and then we had to break it down, you know. Who's to blame? Mike McCarthy or I don't know, man. I think everybody's to blame.
I think, you know what? I think you're a funny guy. You make me laugh.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Oh, I'm trying to think.
Not a lot of people make me laugh because I'm so jaded and I hate the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you on that. Who else though? Who else
top,
is there? I'm trying
top
to think.
Five.
Let's get away from basketball. Like,
yeah, okay, we'll do that. And we'll keep taking your reaction. Trying to come up with the top five athletes, whether they're playing now or not, they need to shut the hell up. I've got Paul Pierce, Ryan Hollins, and Draymond Green. You've got Greg Jennings, Dennis Rodman, and people that are hurt by Jordan's feelings after that documentary.
Anybody that played in the 90s that didn't win a title. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Hey, remember Window Select. Today is the final day of the week, and it's the final day of this deal that they've got for you. Buy one, get one free, plus no payments till 2021, plus this week only, free installation. You got to check these guys out, windowselect.com. They've got the high quality and energy efficient products that you're looking for when it comes to getting the windows redone in your home. Siding, if you need new siding, they can take care of that for you. And some really beautiful, and I'm going to say the word, majestic looking doors that they've got. Browse windowselect.com and you'll know why I picked the word majestic. Some really good stuff to enhance not just the look of your home, but also the value of your home and make things a little more cozy inside with some nicer windows. I live over on the east side. I go for some walks here and there, and there's a lot of homes with some beat up windows. So maybe I'll drop a flyer throughout the neighborhood today.
Shame them.
Yeah, I'm going to shame them. My neighbors' windows look like crap. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Bringing down your property value.
Bringing down my PV. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jerks.
Also bringing down my property value is my weed whacker broke.
Oh, so you're the butt munch. So, yeah, why did I? My kid's new word is butt munch.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And, well, he's cleaned up his mouth a little bit.
So my lawn will look good, and then I got all these
weeds.
Sucks. Yeah. Anyway, I'll take care of that issue. My neighbors need to take care of their issue. Window Select a place to do that. Hey, I'm opening the window right now. Hey, neighbor, you can buy one, get one free. No payments till 2021. You don't have to pay anything till 2021, neighbor.
Hey, sing Imagine to your neighbor, like the celebrities. Imagine there's no heaven.
Imagine there's no insulation charge, because there's not when you call this week. WindowSelect.com, 262-703-3500. Get it on the books this week. Again, buy one, get one. No payments till 2021. The products come with a double lifetime warranty, 36 months of interest-free financing. No payments until next year, as I mentioned. Free installation. WindowSelect.com. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more next.
It's a Top 5 Friday on The Fan. What's the top 5 list that we'll talk about today? Who or what will be in your top 5? Let us know now.
Top 5 athletes that need to shut the hell up. Horvat's got Greg Jennings, Dennis Rodman, anyone in the 90s that played in the NBA and didn't win a title. I've got Paul Pierce, Ryan Hollins, and my boy, Draymond Green.
Who's that one dude? He's very political. They always have him on for ratings on our sister station.
Aubrey Huff?
Yeah, Aubrey Huff needs to shut the hell up. That guy
sucks.
Oh, yeah,
I'll add him. Yeah.
That guy sucks. Can I throw Clay Travis on this list, even though he's not an athlete?
Clay Travis is a garbage human being.
I think he's a garbage human being because when DeMarcus Cousins was coming out of Kentucky, even though he had no arrest record, he said DeMarcus Cousins will be in prison in 4 years. So then 4 years later, DeMarcus Cousins hit him up on Twitter, and he's like, you know, hey, dude, you going to take that back now? And Clay got, like, all nervous, and he was like, no, I'm so sorry, man. How about this? I'll donate to your favorite charity. And DeMarcus was like, no, dude, you called me a criminal, even though I never did anything off the floor. Like, you know, he called him a thug. And so, yeah, screw you, Clay Travis. Or anybody that uses the word thug, I don't like either. They need to shut the hell up. Ron Burgundy's on the TV. So going back now to sports, though.
Clay Travis is giving – he knows what he's doing.
Yes. But let's just actually move away from Clay Travis. We don't need
Some other non-athletes that have come in. Brandon says Colin Cowherd needs to shut the hell up.
But he makes
I think Mike Florio needs to shut the hell up. But
I've challenged him to so many fights in a cage that he just will not give me the time of day.
A couple of people have said Blake Snell. That really bothers me. Blake Snell, guys, don't vilify the players. I can't stress this enough. The players agreed to take less money. The people that are trying to maybe not have baseball come back it's the owners. They don't want to. They're going to lose money if they have games without fans. They don't want to lose money. And you would get it. Well, if you run a business, you wouldn't want to lose money. Well, no kidding. Duh. I understand that part. But these are the guys that they make all this money off of these players. Do we not understand that part?
Right.
The players like Blake Snell, oh, you're making $7 million. Do you understand why he's making $7 million? Because
actually, after last season, no, I don't. Now go on.
Well, you know, when you're an owner of one of these teams, I'm sorry. My point doesn't matter. I have Twitter open, and I just saw a picture of Radio Joe's bald head, and it's very distracting.
Yeah, they're gonna. What is their top five today? I haven't looked yet.
I don't know. I'm gonna play the video.
Let's steal it.
Hang on.
Let's just steal
here,
it.
Here, I'll put the mic to my computer. You guys know I'm a pro player. Who cares? I don't need to explain that. This is Joe.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Radio Joe. I'm going to be filling in for Bill Michaels on Friday's show.
You hear him pretty good?
Yeah, he sounds great.
All right.
And, you know, we've been seeing all this bickering that's been going on between billionaires and millionaires. Kind of got me thinking about what we should be doing for our Top 5 Friday at noon. Hmm. You know, I've been working here for almost 10 years now, and I got to say, I have seen a lot of bad contracts in this state between the Packers and the Brewers and the Bucks. So, in your comments below, give me your top five worst contracts of all time in Wisconsin sports.
Actually,
and
I like that.
And really, this can be guys that were free agents that signed on to these teams. This can also be players that maybe overachieved a little bit, got re-signed, and then never lived up to what they got paid. I think it'll be a really fun discussion for Friday. Hopefully, you're there to join me. And again, hopefully you guys are doing well, hanging in there in these crazy days we're living in. And thanks again for keeping it here on the fan.
All right, I'll start. Jimmy Graham. I'm trying to think of some athletes, man.
Jeffrey Hammonds. Nick Perry.
No. Save this. We'll steal this another time.
Radio Nick. Joe.
Who else needs to shut the hell up? I'm still trying to. I want to think of outspoken athletes. So we got a lot of guys in the NBA. NFL. Anybody that comes to mind for you?
That needs to shut the hell up?
Yeah. Baseball, I'm not a big Curt Schilling fan.
No, Curt Schilling's coming in. A lot of people are saying him.
And he faked the blood on the sock thing was fake, too.
Yeah, that
sucks. That was ketchup.
Packers, football. No, I think I'm pretty good. I'll just end my list at four. I feel like we've gotten enough
No, it has
to be five.
Oh, it has to be five?
How many people have said Steve Kerr? I can't pull Twitter up right now. I'm frozen up.
Anybody? Oh, what's wrong with Steve Kerr?
I love Steve Kerr, but people want him to stick to sports. He's a prime candidate that people want.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I understand sports. That. I'm going to say...
Are you a Bart Scott fan?
No, I'll say him.
Are you a Kyle Busch fan?
Hell yeah, I am.
I'm not anymore. He cost me $100.
It's Chase's fault. He got in the way.
Hey, really quick, I want to give a shout out to Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson. Now that we're talking about outspoken athletes that need to shut the hell up, we need more Chad Johnson. We need more of that guy. You see what he did the other day?
Yeah, he left a $1,000 tip.
Which is awesome. And he's my favorite Twitter follower.
Did you see what else he did the other day? He took a picture with Terrell Owens and said stepbrothers too.
I saw that too. He's a great follow on Twitter. He's hilarious. And he seems like a really good dude. Like, he knows that, you know, he's kind of a diva off the field. And he's trying to correct some past mistakes. I would love to do like an hour with Chad Ochocinco. And I actually almost had the opportunity. Told you that story. I'm covering the Green Bay Packers. I had to take a leak. For some reason, like, the members of the media aren't fans of the team. You know, they're all just there to break the story, you homer. So they all go down, like, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Everybody leaves the press box, and they go down to get the best interviews. Your boy stays until that final whistle. I'm a Packer fan. I just got lucky enough to go cover the team. I convinced people that I could do the job. So I had to take a leak, so I was really late, and I'm running down to try to get the Smith brothers because the line to try to interview those guys is ridiculous. Every reporter just stops what they're doing. You know, somebody will be interviewing Alan Lazard. Alan, how do you – oh, never mind. Here's the Smith brothers. And they just run away, you know. So I'm racing, and this guy is just lounging and walking. He's going so slow. And I'm like, excuse me, excuse me. And he's, like, not even paying attention. He's got headphones on. And finally, I just, like, cut this guy in line, like, run through the door and blow him off. And it was Chad Johnson. He was there to interview Davante Adams for some reason.
Oh, man, you should have talked to him.
I would have. I didn't realize it was him. He's not that big, Chad Johnson.
Dang.
Yeah. Like, he's like 6 foot, 6'1", which you think, like, wide receivers. I mean, Brian Gutekunst would never draft him because he's not 6'6", and he actually catches the football, so.
Burn! Yeah. Goody slam! Hey, I got to tease the next segment. Ready?
Yeah.
There's something that I have that Horvat wants. I'm going to try to sell it to him.
Crabs. Oh, that I want. Never mind.
Coming up next here on The Fan.
The Big NFL Michaels here, and you're listening to...
Big Twitter news this weekend. And thank you for those of you that have reached out. I took second place in the best social media personality in the state of Wisconsin, large market radio, state of Wisconsin. I appreciate you reaching out, but second place is the first loser, so I would have rather not even placed at all, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Because if I don't place, people don't know about it. But then I take second, and then everyone can just see that I lost.
So you lost to the same person 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So he's, I hate to be the jerk here. Is he the king of social media?
He must be.
Can you, without naming that person that won it, because I think he works at another station. We
Steve Scafidi, yes.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say, can you read his last three tweets? I want to know how you're getting defeated, because you do post some great content, you know. There's naked pictures of you. You're in your bathtub. You're naked on the chair that I had to burn in the producer booth that I had to switch with the mix that Elizabeth and Radar now sit on while I sit on this nice, fresh, clean one that no naked body has touched that I know about. I want to know what kind of fire tweets is Scafid Money throwing out there that he keeps kicking your ass? Because I'm embarrassed to be your part. Like, if you were Danny Glover and I was Mel Gibson, I'd probably ask for a new partner.
See, I like Steve, too, so...
Oh, do you? I don't know who he is.
He's been very, like... He was a former mayor of Oak Creek. He used to come out to the toy drive all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know who he is. I just... I don't follow him on Twitter. I guess I should, though, if he's the king of it. Let me just...
Well, a lot of his tweets lately are retweets.
Oh. Oh, so, okay.
Here's a tweet. Most resorts at the Wisconsin Dells have announced reopening dates. Steve says, wish them well, but that would be a hard pass from me.
Oh, wait, Scafidi won?
Yeah.
I was thinking this was somebody else. Oh, I follow him. He follows me. I like him.
Who'd you think won?
I thought,
Wagner?
Who? No, somebody. I thought that somebody else beat you at like 150-year-old. Steve's not even old. Last year you made it sound like you got beat by like a 120-year-old dude.
Yeah, I called him a grandpa.
Yeah. No, he ain't. Dude, he would probably kick your ass too. I thought
Steve Scafidi, if you're mad about someone else wearing a mask or wiping down a shopping cart for you, I'm guessing you probably had some anger management issues going into this pandemic.
Now that's
yeah,
a tweet.
I like him. He's got some great tweets.
That's a tweet. And here's you. Me. And then you got Scafidi Money just dropping flame all over the place, all over social media. So congrats to both of you guys, actually.
Don't get me wrong. If there is a social media fight to be had with another member in Milwaukee media, I am down for it. But Steve, good job for you. Two in a row. I obviously nothing but the most sincere of congratulations. I'm mad that I lost, but that's on me. I'm happy for you. He, however, does not have what I have. Maybe he covets it. Maybe he doesn't. You don't have it either. That coveted blue check mark next to my name.
I don't have it. It's ridiculous.
The blue check mark means that I am somebody. The blue check mark means that I am Twitter elite. And apparently, if you have a blue check mark, you can give it to someone who doesn't. So I'm asking you now, how much for my blue check mark?
Allow me to answer that question with another question. No, really quick, I will get to that. But Scafidi Money, he's going for three in a row next year. I think we should do a documentary. It's going to be kind of maybe like the Last Dance type situation. He's trying to go for the three-peat. Your question, how much would I give you? $0.00. I don't care who likes me. Don't care who hates me. Doesn't really matter to me. Everybody knows my takes are flame. Everybody knows that my tweets are the best. And I know a little something that a lot of people out there don't know about the blue check mark. Our last boss bought them for all you guys. None of you even earned them. People say, Radio Joe has a blue check mark. Where's your blue check mark? Well, our last boss didn't buy me my blue check mark. So I'll do what I have to do around here, and that's earn it.
Well, this is certainly news to me.
Did you earn your check mark? Or was it
I thought I did.
Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth.
No, it wasn't our last boss. It was the lady that used to run all of our digital corporate-wide.
So she bought you guys blue check
marks. I don't think she bought them.
She got them for you.
I think she like, hey, we're Intercom Radio. Can our guys have check marks?
Okay.
And I woke up one day and Radio Joe had one and I thought that I didn't and I was furious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty upset about it, but I...
But then I did.
I hide it. So can I have your blue check mark?
Yeah, for money.
How much do you want?
5 G's.
Absolutely not.
You know what I might do? I was thinking of doing this during the next toy drive, is I will take donations for the toy drive, and in return, you get to write a tweet on my account that I will never delete.
I don't want to do that. I want your blue check mark. I said I didn't want it. Now I contradicted myself. I want the blue check mark. I'll do $250 right now into your Venmo account for your blue check mark. And I just lost $200 on Korean baseball, so that's a huge chunk of money.
No, honestly, it's worth more than me. It doesn't mean anything, but it's worth more to me than that.
See, as producer of the show, I would love the blue check mark because sometimes, like, I jumped in Mason Crosby's DMs last week, and I'm like, yo, Mason, you want to come on the show? And he's probably like, who is this schmuck? But if I have a blue check mark.
Let me tell you something for you normals. If you have a blue check mark, there's another column on your Twitter that you can see tweets from blue check mark people only. So sometimes these celebrities will only check other blue check mark notifications.
No wonder Brandy Love hasn't got back to me.
So one time when I wanted to get Chris Jericho on the show.
Yeah.
He saw my tweet because he looked at his blue check mark notifications.
The Ayatollah of rock and roll. Who's the most famous person that does follow you? Because Britney Spears follows me.
Britney Spears does?
Yeah, the real Britney Spears follows. She is a member of the Horvation.
Wow, I don't know. Tay Diggs follows everyone, so yeah. He follows me.
Yeah, somebody was like, I saw one of my buddies was all excited on Twitter, and he screenshotted. He's like, one of my favorite actors. And I'm like, A, name me 5 Tay Diggs movies. B, he follows literally everybody. It was like, there's baseball players that do that too. Joey Bats was following everybody.
Anthony Scaramucci used to.
From Wings?
No, from the White House.
Oh. Oh, I thought you meant Tony Scarpacci.
Joe Thomas follows me.
The lineman?
Yep.
Okay. Not as cool as Britney Spears. So far, I'm winning.
Let's see.
Hey, I just got a follow from Bobby from The Sopranos.
You did. Yeah.
He was on with our sister station, 670 The Score. They got the Score House out in Arizona, hashtag people forget. And
I'm at Wings Things. He's at Ryan Horvath,
okay.
By the way.
Yeah, and I'll take a blue check mark and, you know, not pay.
$5,000 right now.
I said 250, final offer. 250, and I'll order you the AEW pay-per-view. You could see your boy Chris Jericho since he won't respond to you.
You know who else has a blue check mark? Your boy Eli Hershkovich. We're going to talk to him at 920.
He gets one?
He's got one.
What in the hell?
Is he with You Better You Bet? Is that on right now?
Well, there's nothing to bet on. They'll be back. But, I mean, there's that's what I wanted to have him on about. Like, I'm betting I have 2 German League bets already. I got an over in a team I've never heard of. But they're heavily favored, so they should win. That's kind of how I justify that.
Maybe we'll
that.
Talk some futures or something.
Yeah, he's playing a bunch of futures. And I want to talk some college basketball with him. Like, I want to know what he did during March Madness because he loves college hoops more than I do.
Yeah, he's really good at it, too.
He's okay. He told us to take the Badgers to win the national title or something like that a couple years ago. They got X'd out in the first round. But
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more coming up here on a Top 5 Friday, everybody, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
So, you want more Bart Winkler? No problem. Stay tuned for the 9 a.m. hour today as we go commercial-free. AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. A radio.com sports station.
Chevy cares and is committed to helping people. Chevy is offering current owners complimentary OnStar services and free Wi-Fi data. Dealership service departments are open and dealerships are staffed if you need a new or certified used vehicle. Find your dealer at WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
Here it comes, Memorial Day and better weather. What a better way to kick off the summer than by grilling on a brand new Traeger grill from my friends Ben and his great staff at Wauwatosa Ace Hardware. They're open, they're local, and they're helping you get your grill on and get the grill of your dreams in so many ways. The Traeger grill starts at $399. They can set it up, they can pre-burn it, it can be ready for your pickup, or they can deliver it to you. And this past weekend in the 70-degree weather, man, it was great to slow smoke some baby back ribs. Oh, they were so good. That special Traeger pellet flavor, oh. Just awesome. Whether it's Ace Hardware in Wauwatosa, or the Germantown Ace Hardware, South Milwaukee Ace Hardware, or the Harry's Ace Hardware in Franklin, they're all the same. They all are Traeger pros there, and if you buy right now, they're even going to give you a bag of those fantastic smoking pellets to get you started. Free! Oh, and try some of those great Traeger sauces as well. Flavors of all types to really give you that perfect smoking flavor. So spice it up or smoke up your Memorial Day weekend with a brand new Traeger grill.
Virtual has its place, but Brain Balance of Mequon is now open with in-person classes too. BrainBalanceCenters.com/Mequon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.